Welcome back to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life at Montana Prime Meats. I'm Sarah Brown. This week we meet rancher Lamont Herman, who's taken his family ranch in a totally new direction. Lamont Herman's family's been ranching in Bighorn County for more than 100 years. For all that time, the ranch was your typical cow-calf operation, where a permanent head of cows produced an annual crop of calves. After a few years off the ranch, Lamont went back to fulfill his destiny as the fourth generation on the place. He and his new wife, Jennifer, were selling every calf they could to make their land payments. Then they'd shop for beef at the grocery store.
And she said, well, why are we not eating our own? Okay, so then we started eating our own. Well, what does most ranchers eat? The leftover animals that don't make it on the truck, that may be a little bit undesirable. And then she said, what are we doing? Why aren't we eating the best? Well, then we started eating the best and really started noticing a difference.
The quality of the meat was undeniable, and Lamont found real satisfaction overseeing his animals' whole lives. He and Jennifer wondered what it would take to pivot from selling calves to selling beef. They mulled over the particulars for years, and then in 2018 and again in 2019, they kept a few calves back to feed, process, and sell locally.
Yep. But the rest of your calves were shipping style of cow-calf operators all over the region.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So going off to packing facilities in
background
the Midwest.
Background lots, feed lots, yep.
The following year, when COVID disrupted supply chains worldwide, they saw an opportunity. With enough cattle on feed and a reliable processor, could selling directly to customers on a large scale work? And could they do it old style, with bricks and mortar? The Hermans began selling beef at the Billings Farmers Market. After selling out at their first few markets, they had their answer.
That first summer, we knew that Billings could support a small retail front.
In 2022, they opened Montana Prime Meats in a former dry cleaner's in the Billings Heights. Without the ranch, the business is really nothing special. It's like any other store buying and packaging beef for sale. But with the ranch, it's something else altogether, an epic endeavor spanning hundreds of miles from a remote ranch in St. Xavier, and I do mean remote, to a Billings shopfront. It's also an end run around the big four meat packers that control about 85% of U.S. beef processing. It's radical and, so far, successful.
And this is the first year in my whole life, I think, that I haven't sold calves to generate enough revenue to pay for any obligations on the ranch.
Okay, amazing. So that's a real turning point for the business.
It is, yep.
It's been a ton of work, though, especially at the beginning.
A lot of times we'd leave here 10, 11, 12, midnight a couple times in February, drive home, snow, whatever, go home, feed all the animals, leave by 10, 11, 12 o'clock, come back up here, work, you know, 8-9 hours.
That's intense.
And it was.
That first year, they knew they wanted to be fully open with all the kinks worked out by April 1st.
Barbecue season.
I'm laughing because April 1st is actually my birthday, and I never knew that it was the beginning of barbecue season.
Yep.
This kind of knowledge is new for Lamont, too. He and Jennifer share a vision for the ranch retail hybrid that is Montana Prime Meats, but he tends to stay in the background, working cows and handling the mechanics, while she's a front-of-house specialist with a penchant for sales and a knack for knowing what customers want and when.
And it's worked. I think it's definitely not for everybody, but it is definitely a way to move it to the next generation, absolutely.
Move it to the next generation given the climate in the industry or the change in the consumer preference or a change for you personally?
The answer to that is yes, yes, and yes. It's a new day in an old industry, and one we'll chronicle in this season's Field Days.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.